Today's podcast is brought to you by my VIP experience. This week only, save $50 on a VIP ticket to visit the studio next spring. Have dinner and receive a copy of my book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on VIP. Offer ends Sunday, November 16th at midnight.
Howie Carr, a Boston Herald columnist and radio hitman.
Howie Carr is a columnist for the Boston Herald as well as a radio talk show host who has been a thorn in the side of Whitey Bulger and his gang for 20 years.
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
Howie is sort of an insidious force in this area.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of Joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paper boy.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from sunny Florida,
Mar-a-Lago,
it's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Again, you can order my book, Mass Corruption, Volume 1, The Cops. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click on store. It's doing very well. It's doing very well. We're still getting the runaround from Amazon. I'll tell you more about that at some point. I don't know what's going on exactly, but it's very difficult now to get a book on, unless you have them print it. I think John D. Rockefeller tried the same thing with Standard Oil, right? Buck Duke with American Tobacco. Vertical integration, I believe it was called back in those days. But anyway, we are also putting out our Black Friday VIP special early this year for this week only. Only through midnight Sunday. Save $50 off each VIP ticket for next year, for next spring and summer. Buy now and give us a Christmas present, birthday, or just for fun. You get to see the show live in the studio from 2 to 6, dinner. Bruce from the Mets is requesting Mortadella Head on May 13th when he's coming in. But it could be Blondie's is pretty good, Jersey Mike's, the Kowloon, Monica's. They're all great. They're all good. They're all really good dinners. And, of course, you also get a copy of my new book, Mass Corruption. I'm holding it up again. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on VIP. All right, we had a couple more people want to talk about pennies here, and then we're going to move on to other topics. And some pennies, 207 says some 1982 pennies are worth $10,000. Denver Mint, 95% copper mistakes would be easy to miss while dumping into the change machine at the bank. Yeah, I would say if anybody who's got a lot of pennies at their house, it's probably worth your time to do a little research online or wherever and find out what the pennies are worth. What if you find an old one that's from the old San Francisco Mint? That's why I always used to get excited when I was a kid. S, 1942 S. I don't know what happened to all those things, but I'd always put them aside. You know what I really liked as a kid? Buffalo nickels. They're long gone, but I used to always save those. When they were gone by the time I was like 8 or 9. 844-500-4242. Amazed you didn't examine every penny in your pocket this morning. Could be lucrative from the real penny gems or errors or low mint ones like the 1943 Broads. That would be when they were putting out the steel coins. You're not going to find any of those, which sold for over $2 million, or the 1909 SVDB going for 100 grand easy. I'm not gonna see. I never saw one of those, or even a 55 double die can fetch can fetch 10,000 if it's crisp. Yeah, check it. Yeah, it's worth checking out. 844-500-4242. 603. The youngest of our kids is 26. She thinks change is a nuisance. Me, I found a quarter on the ground recently. Boy, oh boy, was I happy. Yeah, I still like finding quarters on the ground. And then I just put it aside. I drop it into a bowl when I get home, and then it just sits there for a year. But you're right. I'm still happy. I'm like you. I'm still happy about it. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Hello. Back in 1962, my best friend found a 1955 double die penny in his change, and he ended up selling it for $80. And
$80
then, when quarters and dimes were made out of silver, that was a lot of money.
Wow, that's the one that would be worth this guy, the texter, said it could fetch $10,000 if it's crisp or new looking. $10,000 today.
$10,000 inflated dollars.
Right. I know. Yeah. Exactly. How did he know it was really that valuable? I wouldn't have known that at that point in 1962.
Oh, he did it as a hobby.
Thanks for the call, Peter. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So another era is sort of coming to an end today, not just the pennies. The last known survivor of the Coconut Grove nightclub fire, Bob Shumway, dies at 101 years old. He was a prep school student, and he and a friend had been at the BC game that day, and they went in, and they didn't stay long because it was like it had capacity, according to the fire code, of 500, and they had 1,000 people in there, and there were hundreds and hundreds of people who were killed that day. And again, I'm showing my age, but when I started working at the Herald, there was a guy there. He was a night city editor. He was an old leg man. He couldn't write for bleep. He was also a union official, but he'd been a copy boy at the old American when on that night, and he went down there. They sent everybody down there, and he was bringing out the bodies. They were all bringing out the bodies. There were hundreds of bodies. Ooh. What a night! One of the worst nights in Boston history. They blocked the door so that no one could sneak in. So when the fire broke out, nobody could get out the fire exits in the back, and they all just stampeded towards the front. And of course, it was in Bay Village. There were none of the fire doors that they have now. Everything was very old fashioned. Nobody could get out, and it was just total death. 844-500-4242. Bruce from the Met says, I still pick up heads up pennies for good luck. Officer Mark says, will there be any Black Friday deals on Honest Howie's carbon credits? You know, Officer Mark, Honest Howie's carbon credits are so important to the survival of the planet that they're available at a bargain price all year round. All year round. Again, just... Right, go to honesthowiescarboncredits.com and send cash. We accept coins too, if you want to send coins. But we don't take any checks or wire transfers. We just like to deal in all cash. And when you buy your Honest Howie's carbon credits to save the life of a polar bear, make your pick. A polar bear in the North Pole, a penguin at the South Pole, you will receive a handwritten or a paw written or a wing written note from a penguin or a polar bear thanking you for saving their habitat through Honest Howie's Honest Howie's carbon credit. 781, a lot of coins in your pocket made you a desirable male. I don't know about that. I don't know about that. 919, the last bad fire in Boston I remember was the Hotel Vendome. That was in 72 or 73. That was the day they merged the Herald and the Record American. I think that may have been the last day they had the two separate papers. And there were 7-8 firefighters killed. There was the big fire in Worcester, obviously, with a lot of firefighters killed in that warehouse that was where a bunch of bums were living, and they set the fire. And then, of course, there was the big fire down in Rhode Island where there were 100 people killed. But again, I mean, that was horrible. That was a horrible thing, but Coconut Grove, 492 people dead. 492 people. And this guy, Shumway, was the last survivor of the fire. He was 101 years old. He just died in Naples, Florida. 844-500-4242. 603, we got our two young boys a couple of piggy banks to keep their change in, but we get very little change. Yeah, like I said, I got my grandkids have, they have both have piggy banks. I bring them change. That's what I mainly use the change for now. I give it to them and they just throw it in. But sometimes I just see it it's on the floor when I'm, you know, a half hour later, it's on the floor because they don't even have the anything in it to keep the coins in it. They've lost the, I don't know what you call them, the stoppers, because they don't care. They don't care. 844-500-4242. The Coconut Grove was downstairs, and the main street exit doors opened inward. Yeah. That's the way a lot of doors were in those days. That's why all doors now, when you leave, they all open outward because the fire codes have been changed wisely. It's one of the better reforms, one of the few reforms that's actually made things better. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Use my promo code Howie at HomeTitleLock.com. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they will spend up to $1 million to fix it. You don't want this to happen to you. It's years of financial and emotional hardship, and it's a nightmare you just don't need. I trust Home Title Lock to protect me, and you should too. Protect yourself as I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Howie. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
Sorry about that static. We've switched mics. I hope that will resolve the problem. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. For those who want a powerful self-defense option without resorting to deadly force, visit Byrna.com/Howie to save 10%. BYRNA.com/Howie, BYRNA.com/Howie. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is do you support the U.S. Mint ending production of pennies today? Yes, no, or undecided?
No, I don't support it.
31% say no, 59% say yes, and 11% are undecided.
All right, 844-500-4242. I think that adds up to 101%. I wonder why do our poll questions sometimes add up to 101%?
I guess the margin for error.
I guess
we're rounding up.
I know. Are we rounding up or rounding down? I guess is there. You know, it's going to be a big question now in retail outlets and supermarkets, et cetera, et cetera. 844-500-4242. Here's one, 508, about the Coconut Grove. Interesting about Mr. Shumway's passing, the last survivor dead at 101 in Naples, Florida. I lost my youngest aunt, Minnie, whom I never knew, in that fire. She was 22 and the youngest of five kids in my late father's family. She was there on a date with an Army soldier friend and another couple who was leaving for the war. They never made it out. My dad had the horrible job of IDing her body. There's actually a famous Globe photo of family members waiting in line outside of the morgue, and my dad is in that photo looking rather grim, which is understandable. My paternal grandmother never got over her loss, which is also understandable. She was the baby of the family. Mar from Worcester. Wow, that's an interesting story. Like I said, this guy that I work with at the Herald, he said that they sent everybody down. I mean, obviously, I guess it's not only natural. Everything was on Newspaper Row then, which was not that far away from Bay Village, and so everybody just ran down there, and they had reporters and cameramen down there, but they just, all the copy boys, and I guess probably a lot of the people that worked on the presses, they were just working, dragging the bodies out. There wasn't much rescue work to do because everybody was dead. A horrible, horrible thing. 844-500-4242. 617, received your book 2 weeks ago. It's a great read. Like the format. Regarding the Coconut Grove fire, my dad worked for White Brothers Milk Company. Their holiday party was bumped by the Holy Cross football team that night. Thank God my parents and White Brother employees went to Blenstrup's instead. We were really lucky, and thank God every year at this time. Blenstrup's. That was in South Boston. Billy Bulger worked there as an MC in the 1950s. Yeah, apparently the people are texting in and saying that it would have been, BC was undefeated. They were playing Holy Cross, and BC had been upset by the Crusaders. So a lot of the people that would have gone to the victory party that night weren't there. So, I mean, it might have been even worse. Death toll, but I don't know how much worse it could have been. There were 1,000 people in a place that was supposed to be for 500. I mean, how much more packed could it have been than that? 844-500-4242, 844-500. When will gas stations get rid of that 9/10 of a cent deal? I've never understood how that, what's up with that 9/10 of a cent. I've never understood that. I'm still confused. 844-500-4242. Doug, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Doug.
Hey, Captain. How are you?
Good.
I was just calling about the conversation on change. I was telling the call screener about the time I rolled into a Walmart, and I'm watching some guy dump out his ashtray. I'm thinking, that's disgusting. And then I realized cigarette butts don't shine. And I went over with my little car back, and it was a pile of change. I sucked it all up, and I got about $37 in change. There was a ton of quarters in there. I handed the pile over to my old man, who was a coin collector, and he plucked out about 8 or 10 of them. And the next day, he went to his coin dealer, and he got another $20. So in the end, we ended up with like $57. I'm going, okay. And this is back in the day when the little Carvax would actually pick up stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because it felt like there was like 5 pounds of quarters and change in there, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to fall the parking lot of all the Walmarts now. But that was the largest find I ever got, a coin. And it put gas in my car for a couple of days.
No, I'm thinking about back in the winter of 1978 when that's when they had the big blizzard, but there were also a couple of other huge blizzards that year. And the snow was piled up in all the parking lots of the shopping centers and the supermarkets till May or June, and it was when they all pushed them out, people were making big money just finding old coins, you know, because the snow was around for so much longer that year. But you know what, Doug, they're not going to be many more stories like this, are there? With you don't find any cryptocurrency or Bitcoin, do you? No, you don't. Madison wants to talk about the Coconut Grove. We'll talk when we come back. I also want to talk, I've got some more Epstein emails. Larry Summers has been involved, the former president of Harvard University, and Bill Clinton, of course, too. Another fine Democrat. All these fine Democrats. How come they're I know he's the president now, but how come it's all on Donald Trump when he seems to have a lot less to do with Epstein than Clinton or Summers or Bill Richardson? I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So now it's turning out that these emails that the Democrats have released, they've been redacting names on the documents that have never been redacted before. They have victim spent hours at my house with him. You know who, and you know what? That's Virginia Guffrey. And she's the one who wrote in her book before she killed herself. She was attacked by Prince Andrew, the prince formerly known as Andrew. Andrew formerly known as the prince. He's been stripped of his princeliness. Virginia wrote in her book that Trump was a gentleman and never touched her. So that rather than have her name, which then everybody who's followed this case for 5 minutes knows that she cleared Trump of any wrongdoing, they redacted her name and put her down as victim, like they're trying to, you know, protect the victim. She, number one, she's dead. Number two, she said Trump never touched her. This is how dishonest they are. There is no level to which they will not stoop. Madison, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Madison.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I'm listening about the Coconut Grove, and just a story to tell you. My grandfather was the district fire chief in Boston at the time of the Coconut Grove fire, and when he responded, a lot of people actually died of suffocation because they were piled on top of each other. Not so much from burns.
Right.
So
at the door.
Actually, at the door. Right. They got stampeded. So he was instrumental in changing the regulations concerning exits in the city of Boston. His name is in Boston City Hall, and requiring doors that just opened straight out, two doors.
Right.
And also that with revolving doors, that they needed to be side doors that opened straight out. So yeah. Just a little tidbit. And one thing was that my mother and my uncle would have been at the Coconut Grove that night, and if BC had won.
That's what everybody's saying.
And they weren't there. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
They didn't go.
Yeah, 603 says, the day of the Coconut Grove fire, BC played Holy Cross at Fenway. My uncle, Ed Doherty, was the quarterback for BC. They were expected to crush Holy Cross, but BC lost 55-12. Ooh, they got stomped, in other words. They were so upset that my mother, my grandmother, and my uncle didn't go to Coconut Grove that night to celebrate. Yeah. But it sounds like it's just a different group of people got in there, probably Holy Cross people and just general civilians from the city, and they're the ones who got killed in the fire. It was a terrible thing. I think they sent some people to jail. The guy that owned the place, his name was Walensky or something like that. And my father always used to say he's Barbara Walters' father, and I later found out that wasn't true. I don't know who he was, but he went to jail for a while. Beth, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Beth.
Hi, Howie. This is Beth.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, you had another Coconut Grove horror story. My father was going to be shipping out after the holidays, but him and my mother decided to go to the Coconut Grove. And luckily, they did not go in because the place was so packed, nobody could get in. It was, you know, a good thing they didn't go in there. And it was horrible. The smell, all the dead bodies, unbelievable. That's it, Howie. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Beth. Yeah, I mean, it's still, I mean, again, look at all the stories people still have. You know, they lost relatives or their relatives, got lucky because BC lost or because they couldn't get in. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes. Good afternoon, Howie.
Hi.
My father tells me the story of Coconut Grove Fire. I'm 88 years old. Like you were saying on the program, the bodies were piled up. They were commandeering any vehicle, mostly the newspaper trucks, the small delivery vans that carried the bodies away.
Yeah.
And also, the reason that didn't get the coverage it was days before Pearl Harbor. And that knocked it off the front page.
Boy, you know, yeah, you're right. It knocked a lot of stuff off the front pages. They were doing all the Murder Incorporated trials in New York City. I mean, that would have been a huge story. But, you know, it suddenly vanished after Pearl Harbor for obvious reasons. You can understand. Thanks. Thanks for the call, Bob. Yeah, I guess they had some place on Arlington Street where they were stacking up the bodies. And again, just imagine. I mean, I don't know how many bodies there are in a normal day in the Southern Mortuary, for instance, in Boston. But I mean, imagine 500, almost 500, in one moment. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So they're doing the updates live, and so the Oversight Committee released a second batch of emails. This is the Republicans after the Democrats released some, including further communication by Epstein about Trump, including notes sent to former Harvard president Larry Summers, who was the Treasury Secretary as well, under was it Clinton, I think. Author Michael Wolff. There's the one Michael Wolff is this guy who's made up a bunch of stories, and he was working on a book about the 2024 campaign, and Trump put out a Truth Social message saying, "Don't anyone that knows me cooperate with Michael Wolff. He's he's a liar and a fabulist." So Caroline Leavitt put out a statement this afternoon. "These emails prove absolutely, absolutely nothing other than the fact that President Trump did nothing wrong." She said Trump knew Epstein from Palm Beach. We all knew that. But that the president kicked the financier out of his Mar-a-Lago club, quote, "because Jeffrey Epstein was a pedophile and he was a creep." Leavitt also was asked about reports the White House met with U.S. Rep. Lauren Boebert of Colorado to discuss the Epstein files, and she said it shows transparency that members of the Trump administration are willing to brief members of Congress. She seemed to indicate White House officials met with Boebert in the White House Situation Room to discuss the files. "I'm not going to discuss conversations that took place in the Situation Room in the press briefing room." This was a sick part of the story. A guy named Lawrence Krauss, he was a theoretical physicist, maybe still is. He sent an email to Epstein in 2018. "Let's do a Men of the World conference." And his list of proposed invitees: Clinton, Kevin Spacey, former Senator Al Franken, and Director Woody Allen. Now, what do all those men have in common? That would be quite a conference of men of the world. Art, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Art.
Hey, how you doing? I just want to talk about the Coconut Grove fire.
Yes.
In the sense that my mom, okay, she had just graduated from Mass General in Boston, and that was one of her... That's where she was assigned.
As a nurse?
As a nurse, registered nurse.
Right.
And she was ready to retire when she had just gotten out of college because she said it was awful. The bodies were in the they were just putting them out in the aisles. And people were coming in trying to claim a body, and they were stealing the rings and anything else they could.
Oh man, I'd never heard that part of the story. But I guess it's to be expected. That's what happens everywhere. It's what happens in battlefields. The scavengers come onto the battlefield and they strip the dead soldiers of anything, including their clothes. Thanks for the call, Art. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yes, hi. I just wanted to tell you at the Boston Fire Museum on Congress Street, they have a small display, and it has some things from the fire. I think there's a chair, there's a menu, different things like that. It's in a little area, I recall that. And also, I wanted to mention Paul Benzaquin's book, Holocaust.
Right.
Remember that? It came
yes.
to mind. Every time I... And what did you think of it? And...
It was, I mean, it was the defendant. Paul Benzaquin was an old-time talk radio host, disc jockey in Boston, and he wrote a book in, I think, the 70s, I guess it was, about it. It was called Fire at the, Fire at the Coconut Grove, Peter? I think that's what it was called.
Yeah, it was Holocaust, Fire at the Coconut Grove. Yeah.
And it, I thought it was a very good book. I mean, he did a lot of legwork, a lot of research.
Yes. Yeah. Every time I think hear of it, that comes to my mind. That book, and I, like you were saying, it was at the definitive work on it, and he did a lot of research and interviewed a lot of people. Just pass that on.
Paul Benzaquin. That is a good book. It's worth getting. I don't know how much it goes for on a Libris, but it's any of the other used book sites. But it's worth picking up if you're into Boston history. Imagine a scenario where you or your loved ones face a threat. Your first instinct might be to resort to lethal force, but it's crucial to consider a safer, less lethal alternative first to avoid the legal complications associated with firearms. Introducing Byrna. Byrna's less lethal pistol launcher. This device is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammunition and designed to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. That provides a critical window for you to escape or to get help while minimizing the risk of permanent harm. Here's a real-life account from a Byrna customer named Adam. While heading to his night shift, Adam encountered a road-raging driver who swerved dangerously, stopped abruptly, and aggressively approached him. Remaining calm, Adam dialed 911 and armed himself with his Byrna launcher. He aimed the laser at the aggressor's chest, which immediately de-escalated the situation. And the driver returned to his vehicle and awaited the police. The officers confirmed that Adam's non-lethal response was perfectly judged. That night, Byrna didn't just prevent a potential tragedy, it saved two lives without causing physical harm. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be conveniently shipped directly to your door. Over 500,000 units sold and proudly hand-assembled in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Howie now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Howie, BYRNA.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right, this is a really, really popular one, and it's not going to last long. The last time we offered it, it sold out in record time. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm 2, the air purifier that started it all, back by popular demand. This is the one that started right here on this show, back for a limited time only. It kills any smell fast, pet odors, kitchen odors. You can plug it into your car, get it in, plug it in, and in minutes the smell is gone. They've been with us for over 5 years as advertisers, and they're saying thank you to our VIP listeners with their biggest deal ever. The regular price for an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 2 is $129, but today only $49 each. $80 off, and there is no limit. Get as many as you need. Stock up. Put one in every room, your car, the camper, wherever you need clean air. Get them for your kids. Get them for your place of business. But you've got to move fast. This deal ends tonight at midnight. The lowest price ever on the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Just for Howie listeners and just in time for the holidays. Regular price, $129 today only, $49, $80 off and no limit. Joining us now to talk about the Eden Pure Thunderstorm 2 is Tyson Nguyen. Tyson, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me back on the show, Howie. You know, I can't believe it. Eden Pure has been on your show for over 5 years. And in that time, we've sold nearly 500,000 thunderstorms nationwide. And you know what? People love it because it works so quickly. Remember, we're using Oxy technology to actually eliminate odors at the source. This is not a cover-up. So those hard-to-get-rid-of smells like pet smells, cooking odors, smoke, mildew, all of that's going to be gone in minutes. And like you said, Howie, this deal is for Howie listeners only. We have not opened up this deal to anyone else anywhere in the nation. This is only for Howie listeners. It's $80 off the regular price of $129. So that means you're getting a Thunderstorm air purifier for $49 each, and that's today only. And best of all, Howie, no limits. So you can grab as many as you want today. Get one for every room, the car. And you know what? Christmas is right around the corner. You know, get a jump on Christmas gifts this year. Everybody's got, you know, pet odors, cooking odors that they need to get rid of. And the Thunderstorm does it. You know, even if you don't want to take my word for it, we have thousands of five-star reviews on our website of people just praising the Thunderstorm of how well it works. And remember, this is $49 each. You know, get one today.
Yeah, you know, our listeners, like our advertisers, guys on the show, like Dave Hinchy from the Nauset Beach Inn, he's got them in every room. He'll be buying a batch. Dr. Matt, the vet, you know, he you can imagine the smells he deals with in his veterinary clinic, and he swears by them. Everybody who has them loves them. And at this price, I mean, you can't go wrong with getting a bunch of them. Mm-hmm. And you can put them, and if you're just thinking, well, maybe I should have them in this room or that room, you don't have to wonder now. At $49, you can just get one for every room where you have any problem or any potential problem. And they work in the car, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say, this includes an 8-foot-long USB cord. So that means you can plug this into the car. You can plug it into those hard-to-reach areas with that USB cord that you're getting for free at that $49 price point. This is a really amazing offer, Howie. I'm kind of surprised that we're even offering it. But, you know, we went to our accounting team and we're like, look, you know, Howie listeners, we got to give them something great. And they sharpened their pencils and they were like, the lowest we can go is $49 on this deal. And I'm like, that's perfect. You know, that's what they deserve. You know, we've been with you guys for over 5 years. And this is, you know, our thank you to you and to your listeners.
Yeah, you know, it's and again, this is not Black Friday. This is black. Think of this as Black Wednesday. This is your chance to really get a good deal that you're not going to be able to get any other day of the year. Eden Pure Thunderstorm 2 usually goes for $129 today. Just until midnight tonight, or until the supply is fails, or is gone, it's $49. That's $80 off the regular price. $49 for an Eden Pure Thunderstorm, and it'll take any kind of pet odors, especially, and kitchen odors. You know, you get the bacon or the. Or the fish, something like that. And you know, if you got young kids in the car and they spill some milk and it's just stinky, you could just plug it into the lighter, or what they call the lighter now, and you can get rid of any smell anywhere. And it's good in a garage too, you know, because you never know what's going on in a garage. So again, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store and you can get your Eden Pure Thunderstorm 2. For $49, normally $129, right?
That's absolutely right, Howie. This is like you said, this is a once in a year deal. You know, I'm really encouraging everybody out there. You're on the fence for $49, you can't beat it, and everybody's got some sort of stinky area around the home that, you know, needs to be addressed. Guaranteed, this is going to get rid of that stinky odor for you.
Mildewy basements, too. How did I neglect to mention mildew in the cellar? Yeah, damp cellars. This is good for that anywhere. Buy a bunch. They'll work anywhere. Thank you, Tyson. I'm Howie Carr.